Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The joke is told of a celebrity who went to a nursing home for a charity event and was dismayed that no one at the nursing home seemed to recognize who he was. He started thinking to himself, perhaps maybe the old folks were just being kind by not accosting him, wanting an autograph from him and such. But finally, he went up to one old lady and he asked her, he said, do you know who I am? And the lady smiled. And instantly, the celebrity was reassured that the fame that he'd worked so hard for had not all been lost. And then the little old lady said to him, don't worry, young man. The nurse can tell you who you are. It's not just true of celebrities. It's true of so many folks today. Seems like everyone wants everyone else to know everything there is about them and their lives. That's why YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the other social media sites are so popular. Through these sites, you can let anyone you know, and to some extent, really, anyone in the world who has internet access, get intimate and up-close looks into your life. Most of whom are people you will never, ever meet. For some reason, it seems like so many folks want other folks to know who they are. Or as was sung the old sitcom, 80s sitcom Cheers, some of you probably remember, sometimes you just want to go where everybody knows your name. But the reality is that no matter how many photos you share on Facebook, and no matter how many quips you send out on Twitter, and no matter how many people at the bar know your name, few, if any of them, will ever really know you. We can be surrounded by people all day long, and we can be involved with people, and we can be interacting with people, and yet those people still don't know who we are. Not really. Not down at the core and the center of our being and our soul. We saw that truth made real for each of us a few months back with the suicide death of one of our friends and members here at Church Paul. See, many of us here at church thought we knew him, but we didn't. Not really. That's why we were all so shocked by his suicide. Because from what we saw and what we knew of him, everything seemed okay. But it obviously wasn't okay. But we never knew. But God did. As King David wrote in Psalm 139, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You see, God knows each of us from the inside out. He knows me and he knows you. He knows your thoughts before you ever think them and your words before you ever say them. He knows when you sit down and when you stand up. When you lie down and when you get up. He knows all this because he's the one who formed you. He's the one who breathed life into you. And he is always watching over you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. And I know for some of you that's not a big number. But he knows it still. And He knows the number of days of your life. He knows the hidden secrets of your past. And He knows the most intimate details of your yet-to-be-revealed future. He knows everything there is to know about you. He knows things about you that you don't know about yourself. Because He has been and He always will be with you. Every moment of your life. He knew you and watched over you before you even knew He existed. See, He was there with you in the womb before your little hands and feet were even formed. And He was there that time with you, remember? When you're riding your bike and you hit that patch of gravel, you fell, you skinned up your knee. And He was there with you after that high school football game. When you went out with some of your friends and you started drinking. And then you had to go to their house that night because you didn't want your parents to know that you'd been drinking alcohol. And He was there that night with you when you were on night patrol the first time you went out with their platoon. And you were scared out of your mind. He was there with you when your boyfriend asked you to marry him. And He was there at the altar when you got married. And He was there when you had your first child. There is nowhere that you can go that you are never there with Him also, or that He's not there with you. And that's been true from the moment that God first formed each of us inside of our mom. And He breathed life into our lifeless bodies. And it will be true until that day when He raises our dead bodies from the grave and brings us to heaven to live with Him in eternity. Because we spend so much time, energy, trying to develop relationships with others, all in the pursuit of a deep relationship with somebody who will know us, really know us, and hopefully still like us, and maybe even love us. We tend to forget that we already have someone in our lives like that. And that someone is God. He knows our innermost thoughts. And He knows our most shameful sins. And He loves us anyway. He loves us so much that He sent us His Son into this world to suffer and to die on a cross to forgive each of us of our sins and to rise from the dead that He might give us the gift of everlasting life with Him in heaven. The intimate knowledge and love that you desire someone to have of you already exists in the heart of God and in the person of Jesus. And if somehow you are still feeling lost and alone in this world, it's not because God has gone away from you. It's because you've distanced yourself from Him. Listen again to the words of David in this most beautiful psalm as he assures us of the Lord's constant loving presence. David says, if I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. When my little girls were little, I used to love to hold them when they slept. Maybe some of you do that too. And I would stare at them and examine every little aspect of their little features, their little tiny hands and their fingers and their feet and their toes and their nose and their lips, just all so small and perfect. I was mesmerized by their every feature and every twitch of their face as they slept or the movement of their hand. This psalm makes me see that this is how God feels about and acts toward us. As we rest in his arms, both in life and in death, he can't take his eyes off of us. His love for us is so great that he knows and he studies every aspect of our lives. He knows us in the most intimate and the deepest of ways, down to the core of our soul. There is no way and there is no place that we can ever be without him. For he will never leave us. He won't even take his eyes off of us. And thus, no matter if we have a place in this world where everybody knows our name or not, God knows our name. And by virtue of our baptism into the death and the resurrection of his son Jesus, he has written each of our names in his eternal book of life. Therefore, may we live our lives as King David did, in the knowledge and in the gratitude of God's loving and watchful eye. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.